202 is their primary phone number. Their toll-free number is 800-217-4483. And they do ask that you call to schedule an appointment.
Hey, this is Eric Schock. To see you at the show, I'm with Linda Evans, and we're doing our kind of remote Zoom sheltered coronavirus episode 2. How are you, Linda?
I'm holding in here.
We were so lucky we got a chance to kind of hang out virtually with some of the Chicago people yesterday, and that was such a joy to do and really made me miss everybody even more, but it made me, it also made my day. So I definitely suggest that people Zoom with other people, especially artistic folks at this time.
Yes, and performers, keep putting your stuff on Facebook, online, anywhere where people can see it. And the one thing that this time is showing us is that we have all these platforms that are so wonderful for sharing art. And we're doing it now because we're kind of segregated and isolated, but it's a wonderful thing to get people out there sharing their talents and stuff.
Right, and it makes a huge difference. You may not even realize how many people you're touching when you put your songs or other artistic endeavors out there right now. It really helps people.
It inspires people too. I think that when you know you see somebody else do it, then you maybe think about what you could do yourself. And it doesn't need to be perfect. Just like our audio here, especially when we play the Chicago interviews, our audio is not going to do justice to the great talent that we've heard, but we're doing the best that we can.
And it's important for us to still be putting out See You at the Show. It's and giving new content and connecting with everybody and keeping everybody abreast, because just because we're in our separate areas right now and we can't be physically close, that doesn't mean that things aren't going on behind the scenes. So,
and now you can do your segue.
So now we have Cheryl here to talk about what's going on with CUTC.
Hi, this is Cheryl Forrest Morganson.
You are the new artistic director for CUTC, correct?
I'm so excited to work with CUTC. They do such good work, and I've already been a part of other productions, and so I knew I was getting into a really good group of people. But the whole point of what we do is to bring people together in enclosed, you know, packed auditoriums to cough on each other, and like that's not where we're at right now. So We are getting creative, and we were a bunch of creative people. This is stretching our creative bones right now.
Yes, I think it's stretching everybody right now. But it sounds like you still have some exciting stuff going on.
Guys and Dolls is what's next. Well, actually, I want to back up. The Kathy Murphy production has been postponed. Again, we're not canceling anything at this point because the situation is still very much in flux. But the Kathy Murphy production tends to require a long lead time, and we already know that we are already into that rehearsal time and into that preparation time. So that has been postponed. For Guys and Dolls, I'm not only the artistic director for CUTC, but I'm also the music director for that production. At this point, we are basically toying with two concepts or two dates, we're trying to figure out what those are. A date at which we start rehearsal in a very typical way, a pre-COVID way, a way that would have made sense 6 months ago to anyone, you know, where you start rehearsal so many weeks out. And then we have another date we're trying to figure out for if we were to go online as much as we could, like if I was to produce as the music director rehearsal tracks, if the choreographer, if Nick Huddle could, or Hiddle could produce choreography rehearsal tracks, right? If what can we shave off in terms of actually putting people together and still come up with a quality production? And then off to the side, the thing that I know I need to keep in mind, but is not formally my duty, is the financial consideration. I can say though, at least at this point, for Guys and Dolls and for Music Man, a temporary fix is that Music Man will give up one of their weekends in August, and Guys and Dolls will take one of those weekends. Normally the summer youth production tends to overlap a little bit with the big summer August production. But now we're looking at overlapping everything. So suddenly rehearsal space is a little more constrained. I know that Aaron Ames and I are going to be recruiting from likely the same group of musicians. But at this point, we're trying to be as flexible as we can and put up the shows that we can while recognizing that we are in unprecedented times. And right now, the safest thing to do is to be apart, even as that breaks our hearts.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about what an artistic director does? What is your function with CUTC?
At this point, the biggest thing that the artistic director gets to do, which again is, it has a big old asterisk next to it now because of the COVID pandemic, sure. Is that I get to craft help craft the next season's list of shows. And I admit that when I was brought on, I was told that's my first duty. And I've been scratching my head of, it feels almost hollow as we are being told, shelter in place to produce this. And yet I know this pandemic is going to end. We will all get through this as a community. And I am already starving for art. I am starving for community in that regard. And I know I'm not the only one. Right. So it is a weird moment to say, okay, I'm excited about shows that I specifically came in to be artistic director, wanted to kind of immediately champion these particular couple shows. But I have to trust that at some point this will not be our normal for the next 40 years. This is going to be our normal, but at worst for 18 months.
Right. And even if it's 18 months, maybe there's ways that we can think outside the box and do performances that don't put people's health at risk. So one of the things you're also teaching.
Yes, I am so blessed and lucky to be one of the three-headed instructor Siberius of the acting and musical theater studio class for the junior acting majors.
And so how has the COVID-19 changed the way you're living your life, you're teaching, you're doing your job, and how you connect with your students?
The first thing is that I'm realizing that my vague plans to eventually learn a little bit of sound engineering need to be accelerated. that I admit, I think a bunch of other pianists or music directors, we are so used to making music in person with a student right there or with a collaborator right there, and that is just not possible. There are amazing Facebook groups that start up, particularly Higher Music Ed in a time of COVID-19. It sprung up overnight from the first state to shut things down. And surprise, surprise, there are musicians out there who have been doing this for years.
Are you actually communicating with your students yet, or is this still in the setup phase?
Right. But at least for my students, we had both ensemble portion of the class and a solo portion of the class, and we did one last performance, for ourselves of the ensemble parts, and I have some hope that maybe I can pull together one video that is basically a virtual choir type thing, although I know there's a lot of technical hurdles to jump, but at least we could focus on solos, and that is what we are starting to do as of right now. In fact, my co-instructors are doing the acting chunk of that solo work as we talk. And then I'm creating rehearsal tracks right now, and then I'm going to send those out. And I have at this point a setup. I'm talking to you from my piano, right? This is my virtual studio setup.
Are you, Cheryl, are you familiar at all with Eric Whitaker?
Oh yeah. That is wizard level sound engineering. And I am someone who's still figuring out what gain is. I'm better than that, but
his virtual choir has been, so he's been ahead of this game for a long time. He's been doing what everybody now wishes they could do. I've been a fan of what he does with user-generated choir content for so long.
For going back to CUTC, there is one immediate thing that we are going to hope to do is a lift the spirits and wells, also, keep telling the community we are here and we are creating art even in these bizarre times. We are going to start doing videos every so often. I would love to have it be every 2 weeks, where I will put out rehearsal tracks, which I'm certainly able to do as a pianist, and we have people that we're going to recruit or eventually volunteer once we have our setup pretty running pretty well, to basically perform chunks of a song in their own living rooms. The first song up that we're doing is Doe a Deer. There are ways to create ensemble pieces, even from your living room, even if you don't have the resources that Eric Whitaker has, that we can do something. And we can lift spirits and that's, I think, our biggest job right now, given that we're, you know, I'm a musician, I'm not working at Carl OSF, I'm not working at a pharmacy, I'm not working at Meijer. I can do this though.
That's a great idea. And Linda and I have been brainstorming about what we can do as a forum and kind of as a medium to try to create, I don't know, creative new opportunities for people to express themselves this way. And so I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts, but stay tuned in the coming weeks. We've got some good ideas.
We don't have to do too many of these COVID.
Let's go, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
But, you know, we've got some content prepared and thought up for the next few weeks, because everybody does. We need to stay away from each other. We need to stay safe. Keep washing your hands, everybody. Try to keep your spirits up.
This is really a mental health challenge, and lifting spirits, you know, that is what we do as artists. Heal souls. We heal hearts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you definitely do that in our community. I know we've had you on the show before to talk about theater audition tips, and now you've moved on to some new and exciting things, and I can't wait to see what you're up to next time we have you back. But thanks for joining us, Cheryl.
Thank you so much.
Next is our conversation and some performance pieces from the cast of Chicago. Linda and I were able to set up a conference call with several of the cast members, and they agreed to perform some of their signature pieces for us. First up is Haley Denzer singing When You're Good to Mama.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. Got a little model, always sees me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. There's a lot of favors I'm prepared to do. You do one for mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, mama's good to you. If you want my gravy, pepper my ragu, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You put in for mama, she'll put out for you. The folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up, my ladder kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I can bring this number to? When you're good to mama,
the one and only Jake Fava, who as Billy Flynn is singing All I Care About Is Love in his own original way.
I don't care about expensive things, cashmere coats, diamond rings, no, 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 me. All I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. I don't care for any silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats. No, 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 me. All I care about is love. Give me two eyes of blue, softly saying I need you. Let me see her running free and honest, mister, that's enough for me. That's not the right words. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, 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 me. All I care about is love. Yeah, if you're ready. It may sound odd, all I care about is love. That's what I'm here for. Honest to God, all I care about is love. Show me long raven hair flowing down about to there. Let me see her running free and keep your money, that's enough for me. I don't care for driving Packard cars, smoking long box cigars. No, no, not me. All I care about is love. All I care about is love. All I care about is love.
Yay! The whistling was really awesome.
Yeah.
I love the whistling.
A little...
I love that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You said the whistling was awesome.
That was such a cool spin on that song, Jake. Have you been doing that for a while, or is that just since...
It's a little ridiculous.
But, he learned it for the awards show.
Oh, oh nice.
Well, I started doing it because I just was... like practicing for callbacks, and I was like, I'll just accompany myself to practice, and then yes, and then the next thing was we were going to do it at the show, so but we didn't
that
get to do it,
which is okay. Magic moment at the Show Globes that never happened.
It's all right.
I learned half of nowadays and never learned the rest, so otherwise I would just do it.
Yeah, well, that's a great twist on that, Jake. That was fun.
Good. I'm glad. I wish I like the ending so much of the original, but I don't know how I would like replicate that. I have to learn how to do a key change.
What is the choreography during that song? Is there much?
Yeah, it's like, well, mostly the girls were doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
The
female ensemble.
No.
Is it the one with the fans?
Did they have fans? I know they have fans.
They had fans. I think that was planned at least.
Yes.
Or maybe that was, yeah.
Cool. I know they have fans during Razzle Dazzle, but I thought they had one during this one too. No? Yes, maybe?
Fosse would have had fans.
Up next is Hannah Yonan as Roxy singing, what else? Roxy. This piece got cut off a little bit, so we're just doing the first half. And again, apologies for the technical difficulties, but that is life as we know it.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They're gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. If I'm gonna be Roxy, who says that murder's not an art?
And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang? Roxy Hart. Oh, I'm gonna have a swell act too. Yeah, I'll get a boy to work with. Someone who can lift me up and show me off. Oh, hell, I'll get two boys. It'll frame me better. No, think big, Roxy, think big. I'm gonna get me a whole bunch of boys. The name on everybody's lips is gonna be
Roxy.
The lady raking in the chips is gonna be
Roxy. She's gonna be a celebrity.
That means somebody everyone knows.
They're gonna recognize her eyes, her hair, her teeth.
My boobs, my nose.
So unfortunate Hannah got cut off. We're going to post a much better version of all these songs on our See You at the Show Facebook page coming up soon. The final song from the cast is going to be Mary singing A Little Bit of Good by Jess Schlipp. Very incredible and unique performance coming up.
My mother said to me, place rose-colored glasses on your nose, and you will see the robins not crow. For in this tense and tangled web, a weary life could weave, you're so much better off if you little bit of good in everyone, in everyone you ever know. Yes, there's a little bit of good in everyone, though many times it doesn't show. It only takes a taking time with one another, for under every mean veneer is someone warm and dear. Keep looking for that bit of good in everyone. It's a little bad, but in all bad. So try to find a little bit of good. Just a little, little bit of good. Oh, there's someone warm and dear. Keep looking for that bit of good in everyone. We'll all meet rats. They might commit rats. So to do that, fit into
incredible.
That's amazing. I had no idea that different from anything I've ever seen you do. That's amazing.
Well, I knew it was a tragedy that this got canceled beforehand, but now it's like such a grievable thing to not
get. Yeah, I'm really sad.
So let's talk just a few minutes about how this happened. So how deep into rehearsals had you gotten? Had you been rehearsing at all?
We just got through our first like full run through, I think, mm-hmm. or maybe the second full run through. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we didn't, our set was just finished.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah. The day they finished the set, they had to start taking it down.
Wow.
We did get to walk on it on the last mm-hmm. day though.
Yeah, yeah.
So that part was nice.
It's still heartbreaking. Yeah. So sad. So did you guys do anything that, did you know it was going to be canceled that last rehearsal?
We had no clue. I had no clue. I mean, everything was kind of coming to, like, things were closing. But up to that point, that day, we were told, you know, oh, we're still going to go on until we're told otherwise. And then we were told otherwise.
I figured once they closed all the Craner shows that we would be dead.
Right.
So with the
with
the station with falsettos and
the river. That's okay.
They were able to postpone both of those. Was there any talk about postponing this and redoing it at a different time?
We were talking about it actually. Because I know that we didn't get our rights through MTI, but I know that MTI has been like releasing extended contracts so that like the rights to the shows that have been given out can be like done later and it wouldn't be illegal. So there was talk about doing that, but the problem is that the theater is going to be used for something else like very soon.
But I think also there's financial, because like even if they could do the show later, there's like no guaranteeing that they'd have the same audience and the same poll, and the rights weren't gonna, the contract wasn't less expensive. Giving the show back and canceling it, they gave back the deposit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Parkland was able to recoup most of what they spent on it. Of course, that doesn't count like all the hours that everybody mm-hmm. put in building
and the materials
set
and themselves and
everything. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because I prepay for the whole season, and when they sent the email out to say you can either get a refund or whatever just for Chicago, they said that if you let them keep the money, that will recoup the cost of the set and some of the hours and stuff. So definitely there was money already spent, even not related to the rights, that they're trying to recoup if they can.
Yeah, well, it's such a dream cast.
But it's too bad we couldn't,
together.
I know, it's too bad we couldn't take that. I feel like we should talk about that at the station. If we could maybe, you know, take a smaller version of the cast of Chicago and do something.
That would be so cool.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be cool. Yeah. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we have the power to do that, Linda. So let's make it happen.
Well, two of us. If you guys would be open to that, maybe. I mean, who knows when we'll be able to have people come to shows.
This at the auditions, I've never had. I mean, the buzz that was going on about Chicago auditions was unlike any audition period that I've ever noticed. I know there were a lot of other auditions simultaneously, but I think something like 80 or 90 people auditioned for Chicago.
That was
pretty spectacular.
Crazy.
Well, that wraps up Coronavirus Episode 2 of See You at the Show. Linda and I are going to keep on trying to find ways to improve upon our ability to deliver content from and about the theater community in Champaign-Urbana, which is finding ways to thrive and survive even amidst the isolation. Keep an eye out for all of the great artists featured here and elsewhere that are posting content to Facebook and other social media platforms. If you have any ideas of what we can do to help you or what we can do to serve the theater fans and performers of Champaign-Urbana, please send us a message by Facebook, or you can write us at eric@seeyouattheshow.com. But thanks again for listening, and stay safe.
Programming at WEFT is brought to you in part by Minuteman Press.